I got a note here from a listener in Australia. I'm going to call him Billy Bob, not his real name. And in the subject line, it says, "Thank you from Australia." This stated this morning about 5 hours ago. "Hi, Mr. Moore. I would like to thank you for your show and the information you're making public. I first heard your show in July of this year, and I've been listening ever since. About myself, I am a radio communications technician working for law enforcement in Australia and have been involved in a few continuity of government plans dealing with communications. I first noticed back in 2009 that there was an increasing push for centralizing of power. This places more power into the hands of fewer people. The Australian government is definitely planning for something. By the way, all departments are suddenly concerned with continuity of government. This seems to take precedence over the running of daily tasks, etc. My thoughts at the time were of a possible terrorist attack, but the expense and policy changes didn't make sense. Preparing for the oceans to leaving their bases seems to place more importance on continuity of government. Anyway, my question is for you. Number one, have you heard anything regarding how Australia will fare in light of the pole shift, oceans leaving their basins, etc.? Number two, have you heard anything about planning evacuations to do with the Australian military? I've heard nothing about this in Australia, but someone like you outside the country may know something more." Well, I wrote Billy Bob back, and I do hope that he will keep his eyes and ears open. I gave him my thoughts about where Australia, what's going to happen with Australia. First of all, it appears in Australia will be moving north, closer to the new equator. That's what I think would be happening. Also, just using the U.S. Navy's information, all areas in Australia 400 feet above sea level and lower will be flooded, probably permanently. So, given those two facts, and they are facts as far as I'm concerned, I'm advising Billy Bob to keep his eyes and ears open. He's working with men and women, maybe not that closely, because he's probably two or three pay grades below people who actually know the real deal. But he's not far away from people who know the real deal about what's going on with these oceans coming out of their basins. All major governments are doing the same thing, Billy Bob. All of them. The ones that are landlocked at high altitudes, like Switzerland, for example, have different issues to deal with. Switzerland will be dealing with climate change and refugees and changes to their climate in terms of growing crops. They won't be dealing with rising ocean levels. But many countries will be dealing directly with rising ocean levels. Countries in the interior of big continents, like in the interior of Africa, the interior of South America, they'll be dealing with refugees and changing climate and the way that precipitation and temperatures are changing, which will change their growing seasons. Some will have had better growing seasons than others. There's an article at my website. You can probably get it at no charge with a simple Google search. Really catchy title: An Abrupt Climate Change Scenario and Its Implications for United States National Security.